AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Just days before a partial Homeland Security shutdown, lawmakers cleared the way for Senate passage of legislation to fund the agency without immigration-related provisions opposed by the president.
The yeas are 98, the nays are 2. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion upon reconsideration is agreed to.
If the measure makes it to the House, Speaker John Boehner declined to say if he would put it to a vote. Well, President Obama is urging immigrants thrown into limbo by a judge's ruling to keep preparing to apply for his program to shield them from deportation.
The president's voicing confidence that in the long run, last week's ruling in Texas blocking his plan won't hold up.
This is just one federal judge. We have appealed it very aggressively.
At a town hall in Miami hosted by MSNBC and Telemundo, he said in the meantime, those who would have qualified should be gathering the needed paperwork.
So that when we have cleared out all the legal problems and the application process is ready to go, that you're ready to go.
Still, Obama acknowledges appeals could take months and go all the way to the Supreme Court. Mark Smith, Washington.
Three men living in the U.S. who are from Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan face terror charges for allegedly plotting to join forces with the Islamic State group to fight against the U.S. One was arrested at JFK Airport, another in Brooklyn, a third arrest in Florida. Defense attorney Adam Perlmutter says the government hasn't figured out how to deal with young Muslim men at risk for radicalization.
They are very ham-fisted tactics. There is no attempt to intervene, to speak, to explore, to understand. There's just the rush to prosecution, to arrest, and to conviction.
Snow fell on the deep south again, another storm bringing nasty weather to the region. This is AP Radio News. The Wisconsin State Senate has passed a right-to-work bill with just enough votes to send it on to the Assembly, where the Republican majority is wider. For a second day, about 2,000 union members converged on Wisconsin's Capitol to rally against the measure. SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin member Allison Sorg telling others,
"Sisters and brothers, we must hold them accountable.
Hold them up.
That's why we were here yesterday. That's why we are here today. And that's why we will continue to make our voices heard."
The proposal would make it a crime punishable by up to 9 months in jail to require private sector workers who aren't in a union to pay dues. But people across northern Arizona couldn't use the internet, their cell phones, or landlines for hours on Wednesday after somebody vandalized a fiber optic line. Service started to come back for some residents and businesses by evening. CenturyLink says all customers should be back online by 3 a.m. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.